Title: Continued Cannabis Operation Deemed Essential in Many COVID-19 Stay-at-Home Orders. Content: In an effort to stem the tide of COVID-19 transmission, many state and local governments have enacted shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders to protect the health and well-being of citizens, and to establish a consistent approach to slow the spread of COVID-19. Many of these orders identify certain services as essential, including food, prescriptions, and healthcare, that can continue to operate despite the stay-at-home order. In many jurisdictions, cannabis dispensaries have been labeled essential businesses and identified under the headings for healthcare, consumer products, or agriculture included in the respective order's critical infrastructure or services. This article addresses cannabis-related exemptions in 5 jurisdictions that have implemented mandatory shelter-in-place executive orders: California, Dallas, Illinois, New York, and Washington, D.C. Perhaps not surprisingly, cannabis sales overall, medical and adult use, have increased in California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. By way of example, according to cannabis data company Headset, on March 16, 2020, Oregon saw sales about 75% higher than usual. Headset also determined customers were buying 29% more cannabis at once in Colorado. Ease, a California cannabis delivery service, self-reported a 38% increase in average order volume, with 31% more deliveries and 51% more first-time deliveries. Given this bump in popularity and consumption, exemption from these shelter-in-place orders is especially welcome news to cannabis retailers and operators. Any cannabis licensee that continues to operate must adopt social distancing and anti-congregating measures, and must follow the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's interim guidance for businesses and employers to plan and respond to coronavirus disease at all times. Licensees must also adhere to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's regulations relating an employee's right to refuse dangerous work. Lastly, it is important to note that while the federal government has not issued a nationwide mandatory self-quarantine, the federal government still prohibits cannabis activity. Therefore, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, CSIA's guidance on essential critical infrastructure workforce does not cover cannabis operators and/or employees. California, effective March 20, 2020, California's Governor Gavin Newsom issued Executive Order No. N33-20, the California Order, implementing statewide shelter-in-place. The California Order, which does not include a sunset date, identifies certain services as essential, including food, prescriptions, and healthcare, that can continue despite the stay-at-home order. Since the California Order's initial issuance on Thursday, the California Department of Public Health, CDPH, issued a new directive Saturday morning permitting cannabis dispensaries to remain open for business during the lifetime of the California Order. Pursuant to CDPH, because cannabis is an essential medicine for many residents, licensees may continue to operate at this time as long as operations comply with local and state rules and regulations. A March 22 ND update to the order also lists workers supporting cannabis retail as essential workforce for the support of the food and agriculture sector. The California order comes after a number of local governments previously implemented shelter-in-place regulations, many of which expressly permitted continued operation of cannabis dispensaries as essential healthcare and/or consumer products. As originally signed by Governor Newsom on Thursday, the California order was less express than these local directives and did not include similar authorization, resulting in confusion for many cannabis operators as to the prevailing regulations. CDPH's addition to the California order eliminates this inconsistency. More information on the California order is located here. Dallas, on March 22, 2020, the Chief Executive Officer of Dallas County, Texas, County Judge Clay Jenkins, issued a Stay Home, Stay Safe order for residents of Dallas County, Dallas Order. The Dallas Order took effect at 11:59 p.m. on March 23 and continues until midnight on April 3. Medical cannabis is legal in Texas, including Dallas County, in very limited circumstances. Texas Governor G.R.